So, I shared something yesterday. So there was an author of a book called The PH Miracle. And he has been sued for $100 million because he was working with a cancer patient, and he said to her, stop your chemotherapy and do it my way, and you know, all about alkalizing the body, told her to take bicarbonate soda, she's now not got, thank you very much Jen, she's now not got long to live, and she sued him, and he is he's had to pay out $100 million. This lady's got a couple of years left, I believe, and this guy's getting sued. And but here's the thing, this guy has made tens of millions from this book called The PH Miracle. So what was it about? Well, or the alkaline diet. So basically it was brought out probably about, gosh, 7 or 8 years ago now. And basically he like spoke about how it was a lot to do with like detoxification, and how that you could change the pH of the blood by alkalizing, by, you know, taking things like baking soda off a teaspoon, or using things like alkalizing salts, or, you know, just by making your diet ultra clean. Okay, now here's the thing, I would never have ever said that if somebody had come to me and gone, you know, I've got cancer, what would you recommend? I'd be like, get to a doctor. But I went on courses, and I'm not going to name names, but I went on courses where the gurus were talking about working with cancer patients and saying how they shouldn't have chemotherapy. They should be doing this and they're doing this. Now, look, I'm not a doctor. So it's not my place to advise. All I can ever advise is about health and fitness and becoming healthier through good nutrition and getting outside and things like that. But I would never advise on things like this. But there were gurus in the industry talking about how they could, you know, cure things like cancer. Now, I went on courses where they were talking about, you know, if you alkalize the body by taking these salts and or having bicarb off a teaspoon, you'll never get ill again. I went on courses whereby they were saying, don't use microwaves. I went on courses where I came away thinking, if I continually put my mobile phone to my ear, I'm going to get brain cancer. There were these quacks in the industry that were making a living from telling people you need to detoxify to lose weight. You can't lose weight unless you detoxify. No mention of calories. You'll only lose weight if you don't consume toxins. So therefore you must only eat organic. You must not use certain creams on your skin because certain creams can make you fat. This kind of shit was being peddled. It's really interesting because, you know, I bought into it to an extent, because here's the thing, guys, I've been doing this 13 years now and the industry's evolved so much. When I first got into the industry, there was never really an awareness of calories. We were talk about the macronutrients, but the one thing I was taught was the food pyramid. I'm going slightly off topic here. The one thing I was taught was the food pyramid, which said, told clients, exactly, Simone, yeah, told clients, you must eat 6 portions of carbohydrates a day. Now, I was training, you know, school mums, putting them on 6 portions of carbohydrate a day, they were getting fat. So that was what I was taught in the industry at first, the food pyramid. So we know, like, that was outdated. And then it moved into a kind of area of, it was like paleo, you know, carbs are bad. You know, if you want to lose weight, you've got to cut carbs. That's the only way. You know, fats aren't bad, carbs are bad, don't spike your insulin, all that kind of thing. And then it kind of moved towards like clean eating. You know, like there was all these things going around on Facebook that say, like, you know, there's not enough people, there's too many people counting calories, not enough people counting chemicals. And I'm guilty, I shared that. I was wrong because calories are king. You know, but slightly going off topic, but here's the thing, you know, I would go on courses and I would come back and I'd be like, right, I'm only eating organics. I'm only gonna drink, like, you know, like fucking infused fucking water. I'm going to drink more green tea because it burns fat. You know, I'm going to have a cheat meal once a fortnight because that's going to rev up my metabolism. All this stuff we were being told by our peers. And I'm not going to name names, but, you know, there was books out there that I'd read. And the information is just like, it's all very well living this clean eating life, this, like, you know, you're just on water and veggies and fucking wheatgrass and all that shit, you know, when you've got no kids and no stresses. But when you have kids, you know, you go into yourself before you have kids. Oh, my kids aren't going to eat that. No, they're not going to eat that. They're only going to be eating organics. And then you've had no sleep and the kid wants a biscuit and you go into Mrs. Just give him the biscuit. Anything to shut him up. Do you know what I mean? It's not real life. It's not real life. And I'm not going to name names because I'm not that guy. I'll mention them in private forums, not in a public forum. They know who they are. They're changing their tune every 5 minutes. You know, one, they think they can cure cancer. You know, 1 minute they're telling you to go keto and do intermittent fasting. Then the next thing they're telling you that eating meat and dairy is bad for you. I admit I've got things wrong, but I've never gone full circle. You know, my message, somebody just asked me, because I shared this on my personal profile yesterday, saying, Treggs, does that mean I should rip up your old manuals from 2013, the menus, the recipe? I said, well, no, not the recipes. I said, but, and our message has always been, let's get you moving more, let's get you outside, let's get you hydrated, let's get you exercising. But there was a few things I was misguided on. So, you know, I've helped people lose weight for 13 years. And the majority of that time I was putting them in a calorie deficit without realizing. You know, if I said to somebody, cut down on the carbohydrates and increase your green veggies whilst doing more exercise, guess what? They've reduced their calories through cutting out carbohydrates and they're doing more exercise. That's how they've lost weight. That's the bottom line, okay? So my message hasn't changed, but I admit I was slightly misguided. And I think, you know, before I had kids, you know, I look how much I've grown up in the last 10 years. Well, my kids are 6 and 4 now. In the last 6 years alone, you know, before I had kids, I thought I had the answers to everything. You know, I was so evangelical about this, like, clean eating, detoxification. You know, yeah, take your alkalizing salts. You've got to have a greens drink every morning. Hey, listen, greens drinks are great every morning if you can stomach them. I personally can't drink the powders. You want to mix up some greens, that's great. But, you know, we were told that you can't lose weight unless you detoxify. And then on these courses, you'd be like, well, how do you detoxify? Oh, take this supplement here. This is gonna do this, this is gonna do that. I went on courses where I spent hundreds of pounds and sat in a room with, you know, 400 other personal trainers that had paid 300-400 quid as well. And we were told that, you know, you can only lose weight if you detoxify and buy this supplement. You can only lose weight if you're getting a certain amount of vitamin C. Oh, and here's this supplement. And there's this, and there's this. And it was just to buy my supplements type course. Yeah. Listen, I'm happy to admit when I was wrong, and I no longer talk about things like detoxification, you know, because I understand we've got a liver that do that. Here's the thing, I am one of quite a few PTs that have come out and said, I was misguided. There's some out there that haven't come out and admit it, and you fucking should, because, you know, it's about integrity. And I think I've often said this now, we're moving towards a time in the industry where we are starting to understand, we're starting to see the quacks for what they really are. You know, show me evidence. If anything I get, any information I'm presented with now, I want evidence. Whereas in the past, I just go on a course and be like, oh yeah, so-and-so says, you know, fucking take baking soda on a teaspoon and you're going to detoxify and you'll never get ill again. And then I had kids. And then the kids went to nursery and they come home with all kinds of, you know, coughs and colds. And then you're in out of hospital. Yeah. Educate. So I want to go back. I mean, we've got some good numbers. If you're enjoying this, I'll go a little bit deeper. So here's something, right? Before I became a PT, for a couple of years, I was driving a van for a living. I was a courier. During that time, I gained a shed load of weight, right? I gained a shed load of weight. Okay. So I'm not going to tell you. So I was just driving a van all day, shed load of weight. Okay. When I became a PT, and I lost that weight because I had to, because I was going to be a PT, but something happened. I went from sitting on my ass in a van all day to being on my feet coaching 8 to 10 hours a day. I didn't see that for what it was at the time. I didn't see that my movement had increased 100%. All I saw was, I'm now a PT, I've gone paleo, I've cut out carbs, I'm eating cleaner, therefore, it must have been the naughty carbs. It must have been the dirty carbs. Yeah, it's because I used to eat cereal. It's because I used to eat bread. No. What happened is I had gone from sitting on my ass all day, to now moving all day. And I cleaned up my diet. I'd cut out a lot of carbs, but I'd also cut out a fucking Greg's pasty every day, a fucking donut every day, you know, bags of crisps in the garages where I was filling up my van with fuel every day, to eating cleaner, eating healthier, less calorie foods. Bottom line was, it was my NEAT, my non-exercise activity thermogenesis, the calories I burn on a day-to-day basis had gone up like that because I was on my feet, and my calories had gone down because I'd taken a more nutritious path with my food. That was it. And no matter how people want to dress it up, intermittent fasting, keto, Cambridge diet, Herbalife, people lose weight because they are expending more calories than they take in. Yet there are still gurus out there running courses saying, not even saying calories don't count. We live in an age now where I think these people are going to die a death because people will see through it. Okay, and you know, I've always been very vocal. Like, if I believe in something, I believe in something, and I believed in what I was doing was right back then. So I would do courses, and I'd be selling green drinks off the back of them, fish oil. I still recommend green drinks and fish oils, but I wouldn't sell those supplements now because I know you can get that through a healthy diet. But I've often said, you only know what you know. You only know what you know, right? My intentions when I went online in 2012 were true. My intentions now in 2018 are still true. I want to help people lose weight at the time and get fitter and improve health. At the time, I only knew what I knew then. So I was getting people results by making them do paleo, clean eating, detoxification, if that's what you want to call it. Now, I can get them to lose weight, but do it more sustainably by doing, you know, a mixture of cleaner eating, flexible dieting, focusing on more NEAT. You know, NEAT has been a game changer. It's been a real game changer for me. I work with a bodybuilder called Renzo, good friend of mine. Actually, we were talking on WhatsApp the other day, and he always used to say to me when we train, you've got to get your steps in, you've got to do your walking. And I come from a background of high intensity interval training, you know, burpees till you vom, jumping on the rower and doing 150 blasts until you fucking puke, right? And I'd be like, steps, walking, are you boring? And he'd be like, gotta do it, gotta do your NEAT. And I'd be like, NEAT. And it just fell on deaf ears until I was having a conversation with a sports scientist from Cardiff Uni, and we got into it, and he said NEAT, and my ears pricked up, and he was talking about movement and this and that and the other. And I was like, wow, like, that actually makes sense. I remember Renzo saying to me he used to train for bodybuilding competitions, but he didn't have to do any cardio because he was on his feet all day as a postman. So his cardio, his steps, his NEAT, his movement was taken care of because he was on his feet, carrying a big rucksack, big boots on, and moving all day. So as long as he kept his diet good and he was lifting weights, he was onto a winner. And this is really great because, you know, if I've got clients watching this that are 20 stone, 21 stone, 22 stone, and don't want to go to the gym, don't want to batter themselves, the great thing is now I can say, go for a walk, get a Fitbit, do 10,000 steps a day, because I now know, and I've given this example many times, if I said to you, right, we're going to take you down two paths over the next 28 days. For the next 28 days, you can either do high intensity interval training, okay? So burpees every day, 100 burpees every day, or you can walk 15,000 steps every day, all right? You decide. So some people might go, well, walking's boring, I wanna bash myself. So if you go and take that burpee option, here's what's gonna happen. You're not gonna be able to give it high intensity after day six or seven, because you're gonna be so fucked, it's unbelievable. Your shoulders gonna be killing, you're gonna be knackered. And high intensity interval training should be high intensity. So by the second week, you're going to be hating life. You're probably going to give up. Who wants to do 100 burpees a day for 28 days? It might sound like a great idea on paper. You're soon going to get fucked off. If I said to you now, right, do 15,000 steps a day for the next 28 days, get out, walk, discover, you know, get a dog, take the kids to the park, whatever. 15,000 steps a day is going to be a challenge. Don't get me wrong, because it's a lot of movement. If you've got an office job, you're gonna have to think about it. So it is gonna take a chunk out of your day, but guess what? It's low intensity. You're not gonna have any inflammation on the joints. Yeah, your legs might be a bit sore for a while if you've not walked that far in a while, but you're soon gonna adapt. It's low intensity. And the low intensity means you're going to be able to do it every day, and it's going to be a lovely overall contributor to fat loss without making you wake up every day and go, oh, I've got to do 100 burpees. So does that make sense? So again, this is more updated information about moving more. Like, who would have thought? I've had clients post an evangelical thought. I would never have thought I could enjoy walking so much. I never ever thought I would enjoy walking. And like I say to it, like, I'm 40 now. If I'd have looked back on my 30-year-old self, like, if my 30-year-old self would have gone into the future and looking at me now, I'd be like, Triggs, what are you on about? But it's just updated information, and it's a safer, you know, I'm not against interval training. Great, go for it. But you only want to do it two times a week. It's just an updated message that I can pass on to you. So listen, guys, I suppose I'm sort of going off on a bit of a tangent now. But the bottom line is this, you know, I'm happy to admit when I was wrong. You know, I used to think that green tea would burn more fat. You know, I used to panic about having chewing gum in case I got an insulin spike and gained fat. And when I look back on it, I just think, God, how misguided was I? I mean, look at this, right? If you've got a dog and that dog gets fat, right? So that dog gets fat. What do you do? Do you go and get his hormones checked out? Do you, like, you know, get him on a low carb, high fat diet? No, you go and fucking take him for more walks, and you give him less calories. You get him some lower calorie fucking dog food. Simple as that. It's as simple as that. What happens if one of your kids gets fat because he's just been playing on his computer games in his room? He's been playing on Fortnite and he's been eating too much and fucking moving too little. You take his fucking PlayStation off him and you say to him, you're going to do more exercise, you're going to go to the park, you're going to play football, you're not going to eat as many cakes, and then, you know, when you've got a weight down, you're going to be, you can have a, you can, you, we're going to limit your time on the PlayStation. If you actually think about it, it's so fucking simple, isn't it? So you don't need to detoxify to lose weight. You certainly don't need to change the pH of the blood. Don't ask me any questions about disease, things like cancer. That ain't even, you know, my road. Good friend of mine, Simone, who's watching this, she'll post her own comments. She's come through it. She's living proof that you shouldn't listen to these charlatans. But bottom line is this, guys, okay? Get outside in the fresh air. Eat 80-85% whole foods. Don't sweat the small stuff. You don't have to go through life not having a pint on a Saturday night. You don't have to go through life not enjoying the odd bar of chocolate. It's about a balance. Anyone telling you you should be 100% fucking organic, you know, walking barefoot in the woods and, you know, cutting out massive amounts of food, they're just chatting shit. It literally comes down to, I say, eating less or eating better. If you eat better, you're going to eat less. Why? You know, if you start to up your greens, there's fuck all calories in greens. So it's going to make you feel full. It's going to help be a contributor to a calorie deficit. Like, guys, just before I sign off, I just want to tell you this, right? Because I've had issues with food over the past, and it all starts somewhere, okay? When I was a kid, I'm talking about between the ages of sort of 6 and 10, we lived in an area right near my school. I used to live opposite my school. And I used to be out in the field playing football every night. Every night. I was Man United, I was Brian Robson. I was in the field playing football every night. My mum could see the field, and then when it got too dark, she'd call me in. I had no issues with my weight at all, all right, up until about 9 or 10 years old. Then at 10 years old, we moved to a different area because my mum, we moved in with a fella at the time. We moved to a different area. It was about 4 miles away. And that 4 miles doesn't seem like a lot now as a 40-year-old guy, but when you're 9 years old and you're used to just going out and playing on the field with your mates, but you can't anymore, and it's too far to ride on your bike, then what happens is that you get lonely. So I went from playing football every night. Listen to this, right? Fucking basics now. You don't need to go on any courses to get this. This is for free. I went from playing football in the fields every night for 2 or 3 hours, coming home covered in mud, exhausted, having a bath, then crashing out, going to bed, right? To coming home from school at 3:30 p.m., not having any friends in the area, being too far, and basically my mum didn't want me to ride that far on my bike because she couldn't see me out the window, right? So I got lonely. So what did I do? I sat in my room playing on my Atari. You know those little Ataris you used to have? You load up the Championship Manager games on the cassette. And I would eat. And because I was an only child, there was no restrictions on me going to the cupboard to get food. So I overate. I was lonely, so I overate. And I played on my Atari. That later became my Mega Drive. And that's when my weight problems started in my early teens. Because I moved away and I got lonely. And then I started to battle my weight. And the only reason I lost weight was because when I went to secondary school, even though I was shit at sports day doing a short distance, I discovered cross country. The PE teacher set us on cross country on the first week of games in the first year, and I thought, here we go, gonna be last again. Turns out it was a 4 mile run around Robinswood, where we lived in Gloucester, and I came in first. I was chubby, I was fat, but I had a good engine. So I then used long distance running as a vehicle to lose weight in my mid to late teens, and it worked. I ended up doing cross country, being cross country champion, 1500 meter champion, what shit. But the bottom line is this: before the age of 10, no weight issues. Why? I was playing football every night in the street. Okay? Between the ages of 10 and 13, I had weight issues. Why? I moved away. I was lonely. I stopped playing football every day after school. And I sat in my room playing on my computer whilst eating. Okay? It's got nothing to do with hormones, nothing to do with fucking detoxification, nothing to do with anything like that. Then, when I discovered cross country, and I went on to embrace that because I enjoyed it, I lost weight and I got fit and I got healthy. Why? Because I started fucking exercising. I started running long distance. I started joining running clubs after school and I started moving more. That is the bottom line. You don't need to detoxify to lose weight. You don't need to fucking, fucking complicate it any more than that. And that's the message today, guys, all right? I really hope you get some value from this. I've really enjoyed saying this. I would love to fucking start naming names of, courses I've been on, because I really bought into what they did, and basically they just fed me a load of shit, and thankfully these charlatans are getting found out. Guys, you have a wonderful day, keep trucking, and I'll talk to you soon.